When Jillian was 18, she stayed in love for 3 months, long enough to decide to run off to Maryland and get married. She had to elope, since the aunts had refused to give their blessing. In their estimation, Jillian was young and stupid and would get herself pregnant in record time, all the prerequisites for a miserable and ordinary life. As it turned out, the aunts were right only about her stupidity and youth. Jillian didn't have time to get pregnant. 2 weeks after the wedding, she left her husband for the mechanic who fixed their Toyota. It was the first of many marital disasters, but on the night she eloped, anything seemed possible, even happiness. Sally helped to tie a line of white sheets together so that Jillian could escape. Sally considered her little sister greedy and selfish. Jillian thought of Sally as a prig and a prude, but they were still sisters, and now that they were about to be separated, they stood in front of the open window and hugged each other and cried, then vowed they would be apart for only a short while. "I wish you were coming with us." Jillian's voice had been whispery, the way it was during thunderstorms. "You don't have to do this," Sally had said, "if you're not sure." "I've had it with the aunts. I want a real life. I want to go where nobody has ever heard of the Owenses." Jillian was wearing a short white dress that she had to keep pulling down against her thighs. Instead of sobbing, she rummaged through her purse until she found a crumpled pack of cigarettes. Both sisters blinked when she lit the match. They stood in the dark and watched the orange glow of the cigarette each time Jillian inhaled, and Sally didn't even bother to point out that hot ashes were falling onto the floor she had swept earlier that day. "Promise me you won't stay here," Jillian said. "You'll get all crumpled up like a piece of paper. You'll ruin your life." Down in the yard, the boy Jillian was about to run off with was nervous. Jillian had been known to back out when it came time to commit. In fact, she was famous for it. This year alone, 3 college boys had each been convinced that he was the one Jillian meant to marry, and each had brought her a diamond ring. For a while, Jillian wore 3 rings on a gold chain, but in the end she gave them all back, breaking hearts in Princeton, Providence, and Cambridge, all in the very same week. The other students in her graduating class took bets on who her date would be for the senior prom, since she'd been accepting and breaking invitations from various suitors for months.